Marketplace is supported by Putnam Investments, celebrating over 70 years of service to financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. Putnam Investments, a world of investing. Produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Economists can talk all they want about things like industrial production and leading indicators, but the truth is, this economy is all about you. You and your willingness to part with your hard-earned dollar. What we learned today about consumer spending. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace. The Great California Garage Sale got started today in Sacramento. You've probably heard of it. The state government out here is so short on cash, it's selling off practically everything that's not nailed down. From surplus prison uniforms to office furniture and old Blackberries, too. They're using eBay and Craigslist to do it as well. That's the way a lot of people do it now. But in some cities, turning your old junk into somebody else's new junk is done a little bit differently, through the magic of radio, as Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
If you have something to sell in Blair County, Pennsylvania, you're going to want to call Doug Herendeen.
Good morning. You're on Dial and Deal.
Every Friday, Herendeen takes 45 minutes from the usual news and talk at WRTA to host what's basically an on-air yard sale.
We have Linda in East Freedom.
Good morning. I have horse manure for gardens. It's already seasoned.
I'm just imagining somebody with salt and pepper when you say it's seasoned, but never mind. Go on.
Oh, heavens.
For about $45, Linda will deliver a pile of the stuff to your door. She's one of dozens who call in. Most of the actual buying goes on off air, but Herendeen says the selling is enough to attract listeners, and
we haven't had any lack of advertising on it.
With revenue down around 20%, more commercial radio stations are dialing and dealing. The shows go by names like The Trading Post, Tradio, or in Port St. Lucie, Florida, Mercado al Aire. It's a Spanish version. Whatever they're called, Dennis Wharton of the National Association of Broadcasters says they're a lot livelier than the average classified ad.
We don't want to hurt our newspaper friends, but if there's an opportunity for radio stations to grow their revenue, they're going to explore those opportunities.
Wharton says these types of shows have been around almost as long as radio itself. In Carthage, Texas, the Swap Shop has been on the air for around 30 years. Mark Bounds hosted the show for the past six.
Mark.
Yes.
Thank you for getting rid of my cat for me.
That's what I'm here for.
I know it. You are so magic.
Magician or just messenger, Mark has hosted people pushing everything from dinner dishes to, well, I'll let him tell you.
So we've got some cowboys that will go down to the water and maybe wrestle a 3-foot alligator, and they'll try to sell an alligator on the Swap Shop, and, you know, the game warden will come up there and say, Mark?
Not too many listeners are in the market for an alligator. Anyway, they have other things on their lists.
Our situation in the country as far as the economy goes right now hasn't slowed down the Swap Shop at all. Maybe we have more people phoning in now that are out of work looking for work.
Work like babysitting or mowing the lawn. Bounds, who's taking a break from hosting to go back to college, says the show's part coffee klatch, part Craigslist. And because people can hawk their stuff for free, the prices stay reasonable enough to attract buyers like Jerry Hansen.
We purchased our large screen television off of Swap Shop. My hot tub that I have at my home came from Swap Shop. I use it myself.
And that's significant because Hansen actually owns the station in Carthage. He says if he ever took the show off the air.
Well, I'd have to move out of town. That'd be the first thing.
And that's not likely to happen anytime soon. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace. Oh, and I've got this great set of microphones for sale. They're really cheap. If you're in the market, just let us know.